You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. Even the most impressive artificial intelligence today isn't quite what we see in sci-fi. The super intelligent humanoids of Westworld, the malevolent supercomputer in 2001 A Space Odyssey, or the emotionally attuned operating system in Her. These are more like artificial general intelligence, or AGI, machines that are capable of everything humans are, or more. As far as we know, AGI hasn't become a reality yet. But according to John Licato, a professor of computer science at the University of South Florida, experts don't always agree on what the tipping point is.
There's a set of problems that we sometimes call AI hard or AI complete. And by that, we mean that if any of those problems are solved by an algorithm, then we can say that that algorithm has what it takes to do everything else that a typical human can. Even within researchers, we don't all agree on which problems are AI complete. And the boundary kind of shifts. So, you know, for example, 40 years ago, there were some people saying that chess is an AI complete problem. 20 years ago, some were saying that Jeopardy was an AI complete problem. And then we developed AI capable of beating the best human players in both of those games. And I think a lot of them would still say that AGI is something we don't have today.
Right. I think a lot of people might have heard of the Turing test, Alan Turing, the sort of the idea that the test of a machine's ability to imitate humans is kind of the end all be all of AI testing. But is that the case anymore, given, you know, some of the advances that we're looking at today?
No. And actually, I don't even think that Alan Turing, when he originally talked about that, would have said that if we have an AI capable of passing the Turing test, then it is AGI, right? I think he kind of brought it up as a way of identifying a point after which the distinction isn't going to matter that much for us. You know, when you have an algorithm that's able to interact with you in every meaningful way, just like in the movie Her, then are you really going to care as much about whether it's real? There's going to be a large subset of people that just don't believe the distinction matters anymore. I can't tell the difference by interacting with it, whether it's artificial or not. Therefore, it's real enough for me.
Is what we're looking at today with these chatbots considered artificial general intelligence? And how do we know?
Unfortunately, the answer to that is going to be it depends who you talk to. Because of the fact that we still can't come up with a consensus on what it means to be human, we're not going to come up with consistent answers on whether or not what we have is AGI. I think, though, that a lot of people are able to say that the reasoning used by current state-of-the-art language models is crossing a line that it's reasonable to say that, yes, it actually is closer to AGI than it isn't.
John Licato at the University of South Florida. All month, we've been looking back at the 2013 movie Her with Marketplace's Econ Extra Credit newsletter. You can read the latest issue and sign up at marketplace.org/newsletters. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.